This is FAQ.
Our questions today are for Brian Staubs of Mackenzie Chapel and Crematorium. Brian, let's talk monuments.
Yes, monument season is definitely here, and that only means we have months to go until it sort of frees up so we can't install. So if anybody's interested in getting a monument, and in COVID times or regular times, people are still buying monuments and arranging to have them installed, and we're here to help.
Okay, now let's take a more basic look at this. When we say monuments, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about a monument to reflect the loved one. This is what you place in the cemetery after a death has occurred and we've had a burial. It's for the people that are buried there and their name and, you know, a personal attachment to the monument that depicts something in their life is put on it, and the date and the date of death and the date of birth, and it's a memorial for them.
And a lot of people are, as I understand, picking even some outside of the box ideas when it comes to monuments, maybe bird baths or benches and stuff.
Oh, yes. Lots of people are starting to go with benches. I've had a client family in the past that they chose cremation for their disposition, and they live on a farm, and they wanted to have Dad with them on the farm, and we discussed about burying, and so we end up using a bird bath or a sundial type application where the cremains are in the device, and it's placed out in the yard somewhere, and if you ever decide to sell your property or move on, you can take that person with you.
Well, I know there's obviously rules for burying a loved one, but when it comes to monuments, is it pretty much anything goes?
No, with monuments, there's guidelines on most of the cemeteries. Like all the professional ones, like Memorial Gardens in town here and South Hill Cemetery, they have definite stringent guidelines, and we abide by them. When you get into the rural cemeteries, it's a little more open, but they still do have guidelines because they want them to be, you know, put up in a respectful manner and depict a nice image for the cemetery.
Sure. What if it comes to, like you were talking earlier, like something out on the farm?
Yes, well, then that's up to you yourself, because that's your place. And that monument would be, on average, that's with somebody that has been cremated, but that doesn't mean you can't put up something like that, even if your mom or your dad is in the local cemetery. That doesn't mean you can't do something in your own yard.
So if you've got questions about monuments, I mean, now is the time to be thinking about that kind of thing. You can get a hold of Brian Staubs at Mackenzie Chapel and Crematorium. You can give a call, 763-8488, or you can head online, mackenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.